How's it feel to put on that jersey for the first time?
It feels good. I mean, you know, after being here for a couple of days now and getting acquainted with the city and meeting everybody, I mean, I can, you know, I can speak for myself and say that it's a big hockey town. It's a big hockey city, and you know, we're excited to be here and be a part of it. So,
Devin, do you have any idea that this was coming?
No, not at all. I mean, I was just more excited that I signed a new contract. So, and then, you know, the next day it gets shipped off. But I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, it's that's sports. It's you can never get too comfortable, and you know what happened. Things happen for a reason. They wanted me here, and I want to be here. I want to be a big part to this team and help out. So excited to be here and get a fresh start.
Is it all nice about speed for you, your game, and why you're here?
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna find that you're gonna. I'm just gonna shoot the puck. So I try to do is I get the puck, I shoot it. I don't hold on to it. I don't, you know, make nice, really sweet plays with it. I just shoot it. So I'm gonna skate and shoot and hit, and that's my plan.
Is that what in your talks with Mike and Chuck? Is that what they want out of you? I mean, they talked about adding pure scores.
Yeah. I mean, I think nowadays in the game, if you got to shoot the puck. The game's quicker, goalies are better, teams are better. In order to be a successful team, you got to shoot the puck, you got to get shots. I think I can shoot the puck more, and I know that's what they want us to do, and that's what I'm going to do.
Danny said he talked to you about being traded and about how this can kind of rejuvenate. Has this been an interesting experience for you and being traded with a teammate too?
Yeah, it's. I think it's good that you know, I get a chance to come here with Danny. I mean, I heard him just say before when you guys were in here, he had a little bit of a down year last year. I've never heard of someone scoring 26 goals having a down year. That's kind of hard to do. So, I mean, in his standards, he wants to score 50 every year. So, I mean, it's going to make the transition a lot easier with you know, coming here with him.
How is his, you know, when you talk to him, how's his attitude changed from the moment that he heard about the trade and called you to now?
I mean, obviously, he was going to be a little upset. I mean, it's he's in San Jose, and he's only there for, you know, a couple of years. And but you know, we were talking about it last couple of days, how exciting it is to be here and be a part of you know, such a big hockey state. It's, you know, it feels like I'm back in Canada almost. Playing junior hockey, it's like the 14th province of Canada, Minnesota. So this is good. It's going to be, you know, a fun experience, and I think I'm in a point in my career where hopefully I can take on a little bit more and, you know, improve myself as a player as well.
Is that exciting for you? Because, you know, I mean, obviously this team is not nearly as deep as San Jose, so you are going to be relied upon more to get more ice time and a bigger role.
Yeah, I think taking on some more minutes, you know, I may only be 24, but, you know, I've played 4 years and I've been in the playoffs every year and played, you know, over 10 games in the playoffs every year. And so, I mean, it's, like I said, I'm at a crossroads kind of where I need to, you know, pick up my game one more step, you know, be a professional and, you know, turn into that man that, you know, you got to be in order to play in this league. So, I'm ready to take the jump and make the step and help out the team as much as I can.
Is there something exciting about a young roster like this is? I mean, it's unproven, but kind of don't know where the ceiling could be.
Exactly. It's unproven. I mean, I looked over the roster, and I know a couple of the guys, you know, a lot of guys are my age. I mean, I played under 18 with Kyle Clutterbuck and Laton Dress. I played with them. I mean, the younger you are, I think the quicker you are. In some cases, and you know, we're going to be a fast team, and I know that's the way Mike wants to play. He wants to be fast north south, and that's the way I like to play, and that's when fans like to watch, is when it's nice and fast. So
does it look like you and Danny will live kind of near each other basically in this?
Yeah, we a couple blocks away. I think it was like 3 blocks or mm-hmm. something like that, but I got that pretty much taken care of, and when I'm gonna go look a couple more places this afternoon. But I think Minneapolis is going to be a place I call home now, so it's looking pretty nice.
What can you add to this team, and can you describe your game?
You know what? Like I said, it's pretty simple what you're going to get from me. I like to play north-south. I like to, you know, use my speed, get in on the forecheck, really be tenacious and puck-hungry, a lot of people like to call it, and I like to shoot. So you're going to get some speed. You're going to get a little bit of physicality and, you know, just a player that likes to play, you know, a hard game and score some goals every once in a while.
Yeah, you talk about the Sharks, and you know, you guys had great runs in the playoffs, but can you really get over that hump? How much can you take from that experience of how hard it is to achieve what you want in this league and bring it to these youngsters? Even though you said you're 24, you've got a lot of experience in your belt. You've seen how tough it is to advance through the playoffs.
It is tough to win. You know, you seem, it's weird when you're in the playoffs and you get to the conference final. There's only four teams left, and you're like, you really all you have to do is win 16 games to win the Stanley Cup, and we only won 9. So, I mean, it's get over that hump. It is hard to win, but I think just being there and having the experience of being there definitely helps out. The mentality, being in situations that a lot of people probably from here that haven't been in, is going to help. I think, you know, just like I said, the experience is something that's going to, I'm going to have to maybe help out a little bit in areas that I'm not really, you know, too keen on being, is, you know, being a leader. And that's another part of my game I need to, you know, I need to work on. And now I'm in a position where I might get that chance and you know, help out in as many ways as possible.
What were your impressions of the Wild when you played against them?
I always like to play the Wild for some reason. I seem to always be able to score. we knew exactly what you were going to get from them every night that we were playing them. I mean, they were a young team when we were playing them, and we knew that. You know, we need to get at least 40 shots in order to score and back them every night. So, I mean, now if you look at the makeup of the team, it's kind of a different makeup, and you know, we're gonna try and push to be an offensive team this year and put some goals in the net.
And Devin, I know you talked to Cal the night you got traded. You guys talked to each other the draft night, he said. And what were your first conversation with him? What did you ask him about coming to this franchise? What did you want to know?
I wanted to just kind of figure out, you know, you never know what you're coming from San Jose. The organization is it's top notch from head to toe, and you know, now after meeting everyone here, it's the same thing here. So that was kind of what I wanted to know. Is I already knew that it's a hockey state, and everyone loves hockey here, so I wasn't worried about that. And I wanted to know what the fans were like, and they know they're good. So now I just need to meet the rest of my teammates, and then I'm sure we'll be fine. So,
will the pressure be greater here on you than in San Jose? Because people are obviously starving for goals in this market. This team's always had a hard time putting the puck in the net. Are people going to really be looking to you to?
I think there's always pressure in everywhere you're going to go. You expect it on yourself. I mean, I expect to score every night that I'm on the ice. So, you know, there might be a little added pressure, yeah. And if it's not going in, I hope the fans are patient enough with me. You know, they're going to go in sooner or later. So, yeah, like I said, I'm just excited to be here. And, it seems like yesterday I was already taking off my skates. And it's only been, I think, like 6.5 weeks since I was finished.
Nice to see Bronwell in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone here knows Tricky Ricky, but he's you know, we always used to play guitar together in San Jose. He's great. He's it's good that I'm coming here with him. And Stavitz too. Even though he wouldn't give me 16.
Yeah. Should have bought it.
But
you can wear 10?
Yeah, I wore 10 there once when I was a little kid, growing up, and I liked the number, so I didn't really feel. I felt like it was time to make a change now that I got traded, and new start, new beginning, new number. So,
kind of a big number in this franchise.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that until until afterwards, but, you know, I like the number, and it has nothing else to do with it, so...